The following program is a best of broadcast of Retirement Freedom.
The views expressed on this program are general in nature and are not intended to be investment advice. Any discussion of individual securities should not be considered as a recommendation or solicitation by the presenters. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. SC Financial Group, LLC, and LPL Financial are separate entities.
Welcome to Retirement Freedom with Shane Cloninger and co-host Bob Davis. Retirement Freedom is a program about realizing your retirement dreams and is sponsored by SC Financial Group.
This is my time, my open sky. Got no boss, my heart to guide. Cash in hand and peace of mind. I'm rich in ways that gold can't buy. Retirement.
Now here's your host of Retirement Freedom, Shane Cloninger, along with his co-host, Bob Davis.
Welcome to Retirement Freedom. I'm Shane Cloninger, your host, with my co-host, Bob Davis.
Welcome, everyone.
And thanks for joining us this afternoon. If you want to learn more about us, you can always go to our website at scfinancialgroup.com. Once again, that's scfinancialgroup.com. Anytime during the hour of our show that you would like to give us a call, it's 866-241-3332. And you can leave us a message and we'd be happy to respond. Once again, that's 866-241-3332. Bob, you and I have been talking this week about the financial jargon that's out there in our industry is almost impossible for you and I to keep up with, let alone our listeners and our clients. So this week, what we wanted to do was kind of step back just a little bit. And, you know, we talk about financial plans and investments and all kinds of different things to just step back and say, how can we help?
Yeah, I think in a time where everybody is diving deep into the predictions of how the year will be and how the economy is impacted by this or that or what dictators in power in Venezuela or not, I think it's a good time to pull back. I think, you know, let's pull back, like you said, Shane, and let's just talk about what really impacts people, real people out there.
Yeah, and I think this time of year is also really special for me because I've always tried to do most of my annual reviews. I try to fit them in right away in the first week of January, the first 2 weeks of January. And then as my practice continued to expand, it gets pushed out farther and farther. Not that I'm not doing my reviews every day, but I just have more and more folks to review. This time of year, what I realize is just how many different types of clients that I've helped over the years, and you as well, Bob, and how many different clients that we actually see that have very specific needs at specific times of their lives. And I would say that one of the most difficult, and I know you, because you and I have talked about this before, one of the most difficult things for me as a professional is dealing with one of my clients when they've lost a spouse. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I want to give them a hug. I want to say, you know, everything's going to be okay. But what I realize is that's just not enough. Their mind is whirling. They're trying to figure out, if I don't deal with all these financial things quick enough, is it going to cause a problem for me and my family, or do I have a little bit of time to mourn?
Yeah. And, you know, we sit down with all our clients on a pretty regular basis and review their beneficiaries. But also when somebody comes into the office and they're facing something like this, the first thing we do, Shane, right, is convince them that there are more important things in life than money at the moment. Right. And it's never a great idea to make massive decisions when you're in the middle of mourning. There are a few decisions or a few things that you should take care of soon. And we help people identify those, even if it means forensically going through their retirement plan when we're creating it.
These days, Bob, when you have so many statements being sent to you electronically, it's not like, you know, 30 years ago where everything was in paper. And if you lost a spouse, you could go through all the mail and maybe figure out where most of the assets are.
You could just go through, you know, all the mail that's been tossed in a drawer and figure it out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But not now. Now you better have access to their email.
Yeah,
and then it might not show up.
And in past shows, over the last few years, we've also talked about keeping a list of where all the accounts are, which websites to go to, passwords that are only available to the people you want them to get into those accounts, meaning maybe your spouse, so that if you're not around. We see quite a bit, though, Bob, you and I, we see where one person in the marriage typically is the leader as far as keeping everything coordinated and having access and keeping everything straight.
I'm guilty of this myself.
I think most people
in our own marriages where there's one of us that is more suited to finances and being a financial advisor. I hope that's me. But my wife is more suited to other things. And there are things that have to do with the running of our household that I have no clue on.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? And I think that's true. In most households, that everybody has their strengths, and we see that with couples that come to see us, is that, you know, they're happy to say, I don't really handle that, they handle that, but I would like to understand it. Now, that's the statement I always hear when I'm having those meetings, is, but I would like to understand it more. And unfortunately, that doesn't always align with your timing of your education on what's going on. And then somebody who was handling it for you is just
for the events in your life.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Things happen and you didn't have time to catch up, and you could be several months or several years behind knowing what's actually going on with your finances. And we can help people get through that.
Yeah,
I think we have done that.
If you're in that situation, you know, feel free to call the number 866-241-3332 and just let us know. And if you need help coordinate everything, if you just need a sounding board, if you need us to do something particular or just guide you along the way and give you just what the next steps are, probably, we're absolutely happy to do that. Once again, that's 866-241-3332. And if you are in that situation, we're sorry for your loss. These things happen. And eventually, if you're not putting a lot of pressure on yourself and you give yourself some time to mourn, I do notice with my clients, it's a better transition for them to be able to go through all those emotions rather than just trying to right away. But, you know, everybody, with that being said, though, Bob, one last thing is, I think we're all built differently. And in some cases, for some of my clients that I've seen also, is it helps them with the mourning process to feel like they're doing something, like they're somehow honoring their spouse who has passed by kind of taking over the reins and continuing on. I do see that as well.
You see that where someone just feels like, this was so important to my spouse, I'm going to make it important to me. Mm-hmm. And obviously having resources to move forward is important anyway. But yeah, it can help you get through a difficult time.
And the timeline is yours. You know, another difficult one, because I have this happen, obviously, in the practice. I mean, in the United States, it happens. It's a pretty high rate. I would say overall, it's a pretty high rate, is divorce in the United States, in comparison, obviously, to a lot of other countries as well. I've had clients come to me and want me to take a look at, new clients come to me and want me to take a look at building them a financial plan for their new life, their new financial situation or status. I've also had attorneys come to me and say, we're looking at splitting up these assets, and I don't totally understand the difference between these stocks or these bonds or these real estate trusts. Can you guys take a look and tell me, am I missing something on this list if I split the assets this way? And that's something that we can do. So if you are going through that and you just want a fresh financial plan so you can understand what your future looks like, or you just want to understand the assets, because once again, maybe you weren't the one responsible for those assets. You weren't the ones who decided to buy them or maintain them. So we can certainly do that. Once again, that's 866-241-3332. If you want to call us and say, hey, guys, Bob and Shane, can you build me a financial plan? This is what's going on in my life. In addition to that, can you tell me what your thoughts are on these assets and these portfolios? And we'd be happy to do that for you. You can also go to scfinancialgroup.com if you prefer.
Yeah, I think when you start looking at different asset classes and what you have in your portfolio, if you're trying to divide assets equitably, you start to look at the taxability of those assets and the liquidity of those assets. And understanding those two key components, I think, is one of the things that we can help you do when you're navigating the difficult waters of some sort of separation. And hopefully reconciliation. But if not, you know, then at least you have some confidence that things are being divided.
And we have those as too. We have those as well. We have reconciliations also. If you look at also retirement, you know, we've talked about this before, which is retirement and what does that mean? And you're going through a shift. I had clients come in yesterday for their annual review. They both just retired. And we were talking about the identity shift, not just the numbers, meaning there's more to it than just, do I have enough money coming in every month? There's a lot more to retirement, folks. So make sure that you take the time to understand what the plan is. If you're giving up your last paycheck, Bob, understanding where that's coming from out of your account and that it's just deposited directly into your bank account, just like if you were still working, which I think is probably the number one concern that I see for most people when you say, you know what, I don't want my paycheck anymore.
You know, I have a number of folks that I work with, obviously, but there are a few folks that I've known for a very long time. That I work with, and one of those guys is retiring very soon. It's been interesting watching him go through these phases of confidence in his retirement plan, and whether he's going to be okay taking that last paycheck. You know, I get
it's stressful. I do understand, it is, right? Can you imagine taking your last paycheck?
Well, and I think you know, knowing that I am such good friends with the guy, and I've been, you know, I've known him for 15 years. Watching him go through this has been enlightening to me as an advisor, because I know that as close as I am with most of my clients, not all of them are willing to share every single detail of their lives with me like he is.
Right.
And so watching somebody go through this, I have a new appreciation for what it's like to go through that stress when you're retiring, of taking that last paycheck. And, you know, we're here to help make you feel confident in what you're doing. And there's no amount of fact checking that we can do that's gonna make you feel confident. But certainly living on that budget for a while is something we've found to be helpful. And yeah, reviewing that plan a couple, three times as you get closer to the date is going to happen.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. The other transition, too, is a lot of times a lot of your friendships were developed through your colleagues at work, that you have to make that adjustment as well. You know, it's kind of like when you're leaving school, you can't spend all day with your friends anymore,
right?
You know, so you have to do something else and figure out something else for your retirement. When we come back, does the stock market scare you? Does your investments into the stock market scare you? You're not alone. And also, how about charitable giving and Roth conversions? We're going to talk about those three topics when we come back. And once again, you can contact us at 866-241-3332. That's 866-241-3332.
Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Does the stock market scare you? Maybe you had a bad experience once and are scared to get back into the market again. You're listening to a Best Of broadcast on Retirement Freedom. The investment world is very unpredictable. It can be a great advantage to be an investor, but watching your investments can turn into a second job. Have you had the proper training for your new position? Can you afford to make several mistakes along the way to your retirement due to lack of knowledge? At SC Financial Group, we want to take on this challenge for you. We design all types of retirement plans every day based on our clients' wishes. Whether you're 30 or 70 or somewhere in between, having a proper strategy in place is invaluable. We invite you to come in for an initial complimentary consultation and let us give you some perspective on where you stand. You don't have to tackle your retirement planning alone. Go to scfinancialgroup.com. That's scfinancialgroup.com. You can also call our office at 866-241-3332 to schedule your free consultation. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC, SC Financial Group, LLC, and LPL Financial are separate entities. You can get a weekly market commentary by going to scfinancialgroup.com.
Welcome back to Retirement Freedom. I'm Shane Kleiner, my co-host Bob Davis.
Welcome back, everyone.
If you're just joining us at the beginning of the show, we were talking about how we can help. If you're going through a divorce or you lost a spouse or you're just going into retirement, whatever it may be, we can help. 866-241-3332. Our website is scfinancialgroup.com. Also, before the break, we were given kind of an intro to the topics we want to talk about on this segment, which is, does the stock market scare you? Let me explain that for a minute. I know that I've come across clients over the years, many, many decades, and I'm aging myself here, but even back to the big internet bubble that we all talk about, where someone maybe was convinced to finally kind of put their foot, maybe their toe into the water from, say, bonds or a balance fund into internet stocks or something more aggressive. And it seems like you're that person that by the time you finally get there and decide to do that, that's when you see the market correction. Or maybe you were the one in 2008, right before the market correction, you decided to be a little bit more aggressive in your portfolio. If that's you.
Or Shane, maybe you're the spouse of someone that decided to be really aggressive at the wrong time.
Yeah. And you're watching it. And I know who you're thinking of. And you're watching it and you're like, oh, you know what? Maybe you ought to hire SC Financial Group. These are the types of scenarios that really happen. I see this in real time. And here's my concern with it. And I noticed this from when we had the beginning in the 2000 era, when you saw internet stocks going highly volatile. Once you experience that, are you going to go back again? You might wait too long. You might decide, you know what? I'm never doing that again. I took too big of losses. I'm going to go back to bonds. And maybe you haven't recovered. You never did recover the right way. There's a different way to invest in the stock market where you can use proper types of investment strategies so that you're not stuck in this terrible cycle of constantly investing at the wrong time and then not going, waiting too long before you go back again. And then once again, Bob, it happens to be the wrong time.
Yeah, I'd say be encouraged, sport. This isn't gambling. This is financial planning. This is investing with good knowledge and having somebody on your side to get you through the storm and not pull out at the wrong time or all your resources out at the wrong time. And then you end up in a scenario where you bought high and sold low. And nobody wants that, right? The key is buy low and sell high.
Yeah. And I think that when you're in that mindset, though, you can then really avoid certain scenarios that might work inside of your portfolio, but they have to be designed the proper way, like what you're saying. So if you are that person, you should call us. So that we can show you not one strategy, but many different strategies that you could employ that would help get over that stage fright, if you will, of going back into the stock market or equities. I'm not saying that's right for everybody. Not being in the stock market might actually be the right choice for you. But if you're avoiding it because of a past experience, you might have just had the wrong design. And we know, most important thing, Bob, that you and I have learned over the years as advisors is to listen. And I listen when people come in my office and say, look, I had a really bad experience. This was my bad experience. And let me tell you what happened. And I appreciate that so much. If they don't give me that information and I'm looking at their portfolio and I'm wondering why they changed so drastically the way that they're investing, I'll ask them that question. So you said you had a bad experience. Can you tell me a little bit more about it so that I understand where they're coming from? Because then I could say, did you realize that this is how you could do it? No, I didn't. And I think that's an important connection.
I mean, nobody knows how to time the market properly. Like you always like to say, Shane, the market, we know exactly what the market's going to do. It's going to go up, it's going to go down, or it's going to go sideways. And the importance here is having a design that can handle any of those motions and understand where you are in your cycle of life, where you are with the timing of things.
Sure.
And then you get 5 minutes in and all of a sudden you understand that, well, my spouse and I aren't on the same page. That's mm-hmm. a big deal.
Right? And there's a strategy for that as well. If there's somebody in your household that's fairly, say, more aggressive on the investment side and somebody's more conservative, there's a solution for that as well. So regardless of how you see the portfolios, where you're single, married, it doesn't matter. You don't have to use that type of a strategy. But if the stock market, if you're a little hesitant of it, especially when it's highly valued like it is today, and we've seen a lot of double-digit returning years back to back, and you're just kind of waiting for it because you've seen this before, then you should call us because we can show you a bunch of different strategies that might actually make you a little bit more comfortable. 866-241-3332. You can go to scfinancialgroup.com. The other one, Bob, that we were going to talk about was charitable giving. You know, and you and I have spent a lot of time on that recently, on some different combinations to address that, whether it's the simple or the complex.
Yeah, whether you're doing something simple like a donor-advised fund or you're doing something a little more complex with a charitable lead or remainder trusts, and you start dealing with trusts, irrevocable and revocable, things can get pretty complex quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think that we do a great job of helping people identify how they can make things simpler, how they don't really need to spend all their time on focused on how to give, but really on who they're giving to and what they're giving to.
You know, the other thing too is if you go to our website at scfinancialgroup.com, you can find us in there. You can also find our information, our email, et cetera. If you have a question on anything we talk about on the show and you'd like some information on it, just email us and let us know what the topic was and what your situation is and what information you need. And we'd be happy to send that to you. Once again, that's scfinancialgroup.com. And the reason why I'm going to bring that up is, you know, we'd be able to quarterback that for you on the charitable giving. Let's suppose you're working with an estate attorney and a CPA, and all you have to do is sign a really simple letter to allow us to exchange information from a financial plan we built with you so that they can understand what your real financial situation is as you're trying to talk to them about these different ways of charitable giving. It's not just, you know, sometimes they get just little pieces, Bob, the estate attorneys and the CPAs, and they wish they had more information because they could probably do a better job. And then if we're quarterbacking some of that information for a client, I think we can get them there. And that's a key aspect, I think, to charitable giving, especially if you're using more complex strategies, or maybe you're using simple strategies and you probably should be using some more complex strategies to get more out of it, especially in 2026, as we said, Bob, in one of our year-end shows about the fact that charitable giving is changing.
There's a lot of changes that are upcoming. Your attorney is, you know, your estate planning attorney is going to be aware of some of them, especially the law changes, but they might not be as aware of how that impacts your actual accounts,
your financial planning.
Yeah. Right. And so we sit down, I've heard these meetings that 100 times, Shane, that we sit down with an attorney and I hear the attorney say, oh, I didn't realize that about the way that you're managing these particular assets for income. But now I understand it and we can clearly incorporate that into your estate planning. A lot of times we'll also find that in charitable giving that people are afraid of how much it's going to cost them. Right. And so if you're talking to your financial planner and they're telling you that it's going to cost you a lot to make this happen, well, maybe you need to check out some other financial planners.
Yeah, no, I think that that part, at least from the research I've done, it's all over the map as far as what it'll cost you. Now, a lot of the charitable giving packages, a lot of times are built from wealthy families, the more complex ones. And they're used to specific type of trust fees and services and et cetera. And if they're used to paying a higher amount for a long period of time, they kind of don't even blink at it. Well, I think you should blink at it because there's a lot of different ways that you can put it together that might be more economical, which would also create more giving. And that's from the position that I was taking when I was looking at it for, you know, so there's different type of directed and non-directed trusts and all these big names that they throw around. The bottom line is who do you want to do what for your family? And you can kind of a la carte that together in a way that might actually be more economical for you as a family. The estate attorneys, Bob, that you and I have worked with, when we broke that down for them, they're like, wow, I didn't even realize that was possible. Well, no, it is possible. You just have to really understand what's the internal fees and how they work. And also what's the level of the gift. So the level of the gift does make difference depending upon which strategy or package you use. And the reason is because some of them have different breakpoints that might cost you substantially more. So understanding that can make a big difference. And we'd be happy to do that for you. Once again, that's 866-241-3332 or SC Financial Group.
We provide a higher level of charitable giving in our financial planning for less. I think if you compare us across the board, you're going to find that. And we would encourage you to do so by setting up some time with us on the website. You can click on the Getting Started button, or you can click on Schedule with an advisor, pick Shane or myself, and you'll be able to kind of just go through your financial plan and your gifting process to really understand how much it costs to give and how we can help you reduce those costs. So, Shane, do you have anything else you want to add to the charitable giving topic here? Or
no, I think we'll move on to Roth conversions.
Yeah, we just have about 30 more seconds here before the break, and we'll introduce the topic of Roth conversions. You know, we've got some unique strategies here in the office that they focus not just on the amounts, but also when and over what period of time. You know, there's a lot of things to be talked about with Roth when we come back from break. Stick with us, folks. scfinancialgroup.com, 866-241-3332, and we'll be right back.
What is a Roth conversion? When is the best time to convert? Bob and Shane will discuss next, right after the break. You're listening to a Best Of broadcast on Retirement Freedom.
This is my time, my open sky. Got no boss, my heart to guide. Cash in hand and peace of mind. I'm rich in ways that gold can't buy. Retirement freedom, I'm alive.
One of the best parts of working with us at SC Financial Group is that many of our clients are not only interested in wealth management, but they also tend to be charitably minded. Interested in growing assets for retirement, of course, but generosity to national ministries, charitable organizations, or their local church is also very important. Our focus at SC Financial is on helping you in the most effective, tax-efficient, and impactful way possible. And yes, you may have already heard at SC Financial, facilitating charitable giving is part of what we do. So much so that we created a special financial planning package focused on charitable giving at a lower cost. So whether you are directing your generosity to your family's favorite ministry or nonprofit, we're going to provide a more comprehensive service for less. This is our way of giving back to people like you who are making the greatest difference. If you'd like to learn more about how SC Financial Group can help you with your financial planning strategies, including the best ways to be charitable, simply make an appointment with Shane Cloninger or Bob Davis at scfinancialgroup.com. Again, that's scfinancialgroup.com.
SC Financial Group was founded on the principles of fostering a long-term relationship with you and help you achieve your goals. We believe financial planning should be at the core of your uniquely tailored investment strategy. scfinancialgroup.com.
And we're back. Retirement Freedom. Shane Cloninger here, your host, and my co-host, Bob Davis.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back.
Thanks for sticking with us this afternoon. You can go to our website at scfinancialgroup.com, or you can call our number at 866-241-3332. We've covered quite a bit today, just as ways we can help you in different ways, whether it's divorce, unfortunately, the passing of a spouse, your retirement, maybe the stock market scares you a little bit. And we have ways that we can help you with that. Also, we were talking about before the break, charitable giving. And we wanted to cover Roth conversions as well. It's a very popular topic. It's probably one of the most asked questions of from my clients when they come in. As far as, hey, you know, I heard from so-and-so. And these tend to be more my newer clients, just from the standpoint that my clients have been with me for a while. We already kind of have a preset plan over a longer period of time. But The Roth conversions, you know, we have unique strategies and ways of looking at it. And we'll give you a couple here. We have others, but we'll share a couple with you. One is, you know, we were talking about charitable giving, Bob. If you can put charitable giving and Roth conversions in the same year, and you're creating a tax deduction, and then now you're also creating a taxable position by, say, moving money from your traditional IRA to a Roth. And if you can somehow offset those with your CPA or your tax attorney doing the calculation, it can be a real bonus to you as far as trying to figure out how to get money into a tax-free growth vehicle without paying your upfront tax liability, at least as high as level.
Yeah, Shane, yeah. We've had some real positive feedback from CPAs on that idea when you combine it with certain methods of giving to create that that tax break, I guess, and so a credit, and you get some resources to offset those conversions. Definitely seen some positive feedback from the CPAs and clients.
Yeah, another one too, which I always mention to people, especially when the market is highly valued like it is a stock market. You know, we've had a lot of really good growth in the last few years, is people will say, so is now you think a good time to convert to my Roth? And we'll talk it through. And here's the easy example is, you know, you're going to pay on the amount that you're converting over. There's also a way that you can also journal shares at a current market value from, say, your traditional IRA without selling and rebuying and just moving those over into your Roth, and you'll get 1099 on that amount, whatever that market value is, when you do that conversion. So if you think about it, would you want to do the conversion when the market's high, or do you want to do the conversion when your assets are lower? You want to pick your most aggressive asset when the market it goes through a correction or a bear market. That's your best time to convert. It's because the market value is the lowest. And let's suppose that you move that over, Bob, and then the market comes back. Now you're going to get all of that growth coming back on the rebound. Now it's all tax-free.
Yeah, I think where we've seen that help a lot of our clients over the years, Shane, is somebody that's estate planning for kids. And maybe they worked for a big firm, Boeing, Microsoft, SAS, any of these huge companies out there, and they have a bunch of stock, right? So you have a bunch of stock, and it goes through its ups and its downs. But you're really planning on just passing that over to the kids because you know that it's a huge tax bill whenever you cash it in because you've had it for 25 years, right? So we're watching that go up and down. Well, you convert some of that, like Shane was saying, in a journal over to your Roth when it's going heading down. And then lo and behold, it comes back up like it always does. And you paid less taxes for more conversion.
Yeah. And what we're talking about is if that stock's in an IRA, not if it's just a regular account.
Right. Right. Right.
If it's in a regular taxable stock account, it's going to step up at your passing. And that will go on to the kids, so there won't be a tax liability to it.
That's an important clarification, yeah. Shane. Thank you.
So we're doing a combination of the two. So we want to take a look at what's taxable and what's not currently taxable, maybe tax deferred. We're not as worried, obviously, about the Roth once it's finally there because it comes out tax-free. I mean, unfortunately, you have to now depends on the calculation on the inherited IRA that Bob and I talk about all the time on the show. There's a lot of complexity on that. However, to keep it simple, is it going to be taxed or is it not going to be taxed one way or the other to the kids and what Bob's talking about? So you can blend those two fantastically and then also blend in the charitable giving. And one last thought on that, too, is that if you have money in a traditional IRA and you have money in a taxable account and you have assets, say stock in a taxable brokerage account, and then you have and in a traditional IRA, don't give the money of the taxable account to the charity and then give the IRA to your kids, believe it or not. Now, with the stretch IRA gone, you want to give the taxable account, which will step up the stock, believe it or not, will step up in value and go to the kids without any taxation. And you're going to have the IRA. Now, you want to gift that as part of your charitable giving. Why? Because the charity doesn't pay taxes anyway. So they're not going to pay any tax on your IRA gift. These are the weird things that Bob and I deal with every day that we actually go through and go, wow, this is a great puzzle, Bob. Look, do it this way and look how much we're saving.
These are the things that we wake up with at 3 o'clock in the morning with our next bright idea. Like, oh, I got it.
We got to share this one.
We got to share this one.
Yeah. No, so but I wanted to make that clarification because these are the things you can control. What you can't control is the direction of the stock market. What you can't control is where interest rate policy is on a timely manner. So these are the things you can control. So control what you can, and how do you do that? With a financial plan. So you can go to scfinancialgroup.com, contact us, or just give us a call and say, "Hey, Shane, Bob, can you build me a financial plan? I like the chess moves that you guys make internally, not just letting it run and see what happens." We're making chess moves during your life, not just whether you have enough money to last a lifetime.
A lot of people get they see, oh, they're gonna be trading the heck out of my account. They're gonna trade all over all these trade. No, we're trading when the market requires it. We're trading when the positions require it or your life requires it. Not, this isn't about just making a bunch of trades so that we look good,
Yeah, no,
right?
exactly. The other thing, Bob, too, that comes up, this has popped in my mind, is that I've had folks come to me before and go, I really like working with my account. I want the financial planning you guys do, but I really like having my access to my Vanguard funds, or I really like working with my Fidelity funds because I understand them. I understand the tickers. I understand. We build our portfolios custom. So I'm just using this as an example. If you came to me and said, "Hey, Shane, I want to do a full financial plan. Is Bob okay with us just transferring all Vanguard funds?" Well, of course. And if you say, "I don't want you to completely knock down that house, I want you to remodel it. And can you also then, if you want to make some changes on the Vanguard," because we use Vanguard funds too, we use Fidelity, we use a lot of, we're independent. So we can use any of the funds we want. We're not stuck on one platform. So because of that, what I want to do is I want the best balance fund in the portfolio. I want the best of whatever. However, if you tell me that the universe you want to operate in is Vanguard only, we can do that. But it might not be the same funds that you've chosen over the last 10 years. We might look at it and go, "Did you realize you have 60% of the same type of funds in your portfolio? We have to diversify it." Now, one thing, Bob, you and I always look at, is it in
Am
an
I gonna
IRA? Is
going to
it
be the bad
taxable?
example in this one again?
No, you're
No,
not. Not on this one. I know this
no,
is rare, but I'm not
okay.
using you as a bad example. So it's going to be, if it's in a taxable account, well, of course, we're going to, before we remodel anything, what's your tax liability for us to move from one fund to the other? My dad one time called me. This is when I was much younger in my career. I think I was almost 30, and now I'm 60. And he called me, and I allowed him to give me his investment ideas, and then I would tell him what I thought. And he gave me one investment idea in a small cap fund. And I said, "You know what, Dad? I think that's probably a pretty good idea where we are in the market. I think that's probably a good idea." And he bought into it, and he did wonderful. He did a great job. He did a wonderful choice of choosing it, everything. And it grew for quite a while. And he called me one day and he said, "You know what? I decided just to move it from a small cap fund to a mid cap fund." And that was a good idea, right? And I go, "No, Dad, that was a terrible idea. It's not because I don't think that mid cap funds might be a good blend for you. It's because now, because it wasn't in an IRA.
Because now you
It's
have to
because
pay
now you have
taxes
to
on
pay
them
a
all.
tax on this." And he goes, "I had no idea." It's those one little things, even in my own family, it's those little items, that last 1%, that might completely mess up a great investment concept, portfolio, et cetera. So that's where we come in, folks. If you don't know all those little rules, it might actually cause an issue. So, you can call us at 866-241-3332 or go to our website at scfinancialgroup.com and let Bob and I review everything, at least complimentary, share our thoughts on where your financial plan is and your portfolio, and maybe give you a couple hints like that so you don't make the same mistake that my dad made.
Yeah, we can call it a complimentary consultation, but we can also call it a free remodel estimate on what's going on in your
An
portfolio.
overview. Yeah, absolutely. So using the Roth conversions, though, it's just another idea with the charitable giving and also looking at converting when the market's down a little bit lower. So I wanted to share those things with everybody. We have a couple other things we wanted to talk about today. One is, do you understand what your income strategy is? Your income strategy, by the way, folks, is different than your financial plan. If you have a financial plan and you don't have a separate income strategy, You're missing the detail. You're missing the micro detail that might make a big difference. Bob and I are going to talk about that. Also, paying down your mortgage. Do you just pay it down, or is there a really smart way of handling that? We're going to talk about that. And then lastly, also is, do you have a new job? You know what goes really well with a new job? Is a new financial plan, because things change. So we're going to talk about those three things in the next segment. And if you need to call us, 866-241-3332, you can go to our website at scfinancialgroup.com. You're listening with Bob and Shane, Retirement Freedom.
Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Building an income plan. How to develop a plan as you consider the seasons of your life. You're listening to a best of broadcast on Retirement Freedom.
Hi, this is Shane Cloniger from Retirement Freedom, and I have a question for you. Are you completely comfortable with your retirement plan? Ready to give up your paycheck or paychecks with confidence so you can retire? If you are married, does your spouse have the same confidence? We can build a complimentary retirement plan for you and take many variables into account to give you the comfort you have covered all your bases. If you would like our help in building a great retirement strategy for you and your family, please go to our website, scfinancialgroup.com, and sign up for a complimentary initial plan. You can also reach us at 866-241-3332. Once again, that's scfinancialgroup.com or 866-241-3332.
The investment world is very unpredictable. It can be a great advantage to be an investor, but watching your investments can turn into a second job. Have you had the proper training for your new position? Can you afford to make several mistakes along the way to your retirement due to lack of knowledge? At SC Financial Group, we want to take on this challenge for you. We design all types of retirement plans every day based on our clients' wishes. Whether you're 30 or 70 or somewhere in between, having a proper strategy in place is invaluable. We invite you to come in for an initial complimentary consultation and let us give you some perspective on where you stand. You don't have to tackle your retirement planning alone. Go to scfinancialgroup.com. That's scfinancialgroup.com. You can also call our office at 866-241-3332 to schedule your free consultation. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC, SC Financial Group, LLC, and LPL Financial are separate entities. You found a way through the sea of financial services to us. SC Financial Group will take care in helping you identify a well-informed path forward. Go to scfinancialgroup.com.
Welcome back to Retirement Freedom. I'm Shane Cloniger.
And I'm Bob Davis.
Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it. If you want to contact us, you can call our 800 line, 866-241-3332. Or you can go to our website at scfinancialgroup.com. And when you're on the website, you can set up a discovery call. If you're just like, you know what, I just want to kind of give you guys an idea what I'm looking at or what my thoughts are, and can you help me? That's why we do the discovery call. Make sure that we're who you're looking for. So once again, that's 866-241-3332, or you can go to the website at scfinancialgroup.com.
Yeah, and when you join us for a meeting, we like one of our favorite topics is your income strategy. It's not just about your financial plan, right, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, I think that overall, when you're building the financial plan and you're popping in all the other, you know, all the components, Social Security, if you're lucky to have a pension, and what you're spending, you know, all the typical items that we put in there. But the one piece that I think is missing is it's not very dynamic. The income planning inside of most financial planning software, I've found to not be very dynamic. So you almost have to break it apart and look at it a little closer, because just some basic things like, you know, for most of my clients and your clients too, Bob, it's the 60s, your decade of the 60s is one of the most precious ones. Your health is good, and it's your highest asset level that you probably have had in your lifetime. So a lot of our clients end up planning travel, or once they retire and they're really trying to jam, especially if they retire at 65, trying to jam it in before 70, that piece, Bob, right there becomes dynamic. You're probably going to spend more in that time frame than you will in your 70s overall. not inflation adjusted, of course. And I think that most people don't account for that. You're thinking of your straight line budget, and you really shouldn't do that, because now you're kind of handcuffing yourself. And then you end up with this big pile of assets at the end of your life, and you wish that you would have spent more in your 70s and 80s when you were feeling better.
Yeah, I think when we sit down with clients, this happens pretty regularly. If somebody says, especially if you get an engineer or a developer, somebody that's really into the numbers, they're gonna have a great budget, and they've probably had their own financial plan worked out in their head for years before they sat down with us. They sit down, they say, Bob or Shane, I'm gonna spend $50,000 a year. And I'm going to spend that all. I've got that marked all the way out with, I even included inflation, which is rare. A lot of times they don't, but sometimes the folks will. And then they say, isn't that grand? And I'll say, yeah, sure. But what are your dreams for the next 10 years? What are you going to do? And how might that be significantly different than what you're doing while you're working?
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like, why are you doing this, right? Why did you work 30 years to build up this big nest egg? Was it just to spend the least amount the rest of your life, or was it to go enjoy your hard work?
And is that the same plan that your spouse has too?
By the way, I've seen that conversation happen in front of me where somebody looks at them and goes, what?
I'm not doing that.
I don't want to do that.
I just had this conversation with my wife driving down the road last weekend. We were driving down the road and I said, we need to get on the same page with our own dreams here.
Right.
She's like, what do you mean? I said, well, I don't want to travel the world for 2 months out of every year when I eventually retire.
Right.
That's not what I want to do. I don't mind doing that every other year.
Sure.
Right. But really, I want to sit in a cabin in the mountains on the river. If you guys have heard our show before, you probably know that those are some of my dreams. Everybody has a different dream. We get the spouse and on the same page with you, and we sit down and we make sure that your budget allows for it. So it's not just the straight $50,000 a year.
I'm just shocked that you haven't camped in my cabin. Just camp there year round. Like I put a lock on that door specifically to make sure that Bob doesn't in my cabin three weeks out of every month.
I have pulled up and just parked in your front yard.
And I'm totally fine with that. You know, no, I'm joking, everybody. He has full access to my cabin, but it's in Montana and we're currently not in Montana. And so it's a bit of a drive. If this is around the corner, you would be there all the time.
I'd be there a little more often for sure.
At least in the shop.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's my favorite spot. But
And folks, if you haven't listened to us for a long time, like some of our listeners, Shane and I have been friends for 25 plus years.
At least.
Our daughters are 27. So
longer. Almost 30.
Now. Almost 30 years now. So we've known each other a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So almost 30. When you're dealing with the income strategies, though, that's the key, though, is just what we're talking about, is to make sure that you're including all of that. It's not just, I figured this out a long time ago, and I tell folks when they come and see me is, don't just slide your portfolio statements over to me with all the assets on it. I want you to also tell me, more importantly, in this first 15 minutes when we have just a conversation before we do anything, tell me exactly what you want and how you want this to go.
And that doesn't...
It's hard to do, though.
It is, because people want to tie their own hands. They want to say, I really want to do this, but I don't think I can afford that, so I'm not going to tell him about it. Mm-hmm. And then we get like 3 years in to our relationship with them, and they come back to me and they say, you know, I've been kind of thinking about this in the back of my mind. And I say, well, actually, you're in a great position to do that, or you're not. But usually they can afford to do more than what they think.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's no doubt.
As long as you've got it set up correctly to pull from the right accounts, you know, usually you can do more than you think.
But I also see sometimes, too, when people, they're almost embarrassed to tell me what they want, because they don't want to look foolish. Hey, just like your example. Hey, I want to go to a cabin. I want to buy a second property. I want it to be a cabin when I retire. And somebody might look at that and go, am I being foolish? Or, you know, they don't want to make the, almost I'm lucky to be retiring am I asking for too much for you to do this for me as your financial advisor? And my answer is absolutely not. I want you to give me your top three things that you want the most. Because if we hit those together, I'm actually enjoying that road together to make that reality.
No, I get to live that dream too. Absolutely.
Yes,
this is one of the greatest part of our job is seeing that we're able to help people obtain their dreams.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Shane, another thing that we wanted to talk about, I think, in this segment, along with the retirement strategies, you know, the different income strategies, rather, is paying down your mortgage. Yeah, paying down your mortgage is always a sticky topic. Strategies to pay down your mortgage in a smart way. What do you want to say about that?
It's one of the most asked questions I get when somebody's going to retirement. Should I pay off my mortgage? And we've talked about this on other shows together, Bob, but a lot of it comes down to rate, comes down to your personal preference. Hey, I just want to retire and have my mortgage paid off. However, in looking at the other parts of your portfolio, and you're trying to pay it down, because I have some people who come to me, they just refinance. Maybe they still have like 25 years left on the mortgage. I have other folks who maybe have really been trying to do it before they came to us. They have like 5-6 years left on the mortgage. And we take a look at it. I found scenarios where I was able to cut investor expenses on the way that they were having their assets managed, to where then we could take those savings every year and roll them into paying extra payments on their mortgage so that we naturally pay it off over time with no change in cash flow. These are the types of things that I like to attack in various ways, because you're using deferral tactics and you're using timelines. Because we all know compounded time is what built the assets, right, Bob? So,
right. And you're using it under the way that people wanted to use those resources anyway. So a lot of times somebody said, well, I didn't want to touch this account. I don't plan on touching this account for 10 or 15 years. Mm-hmm. Well, there might be a scenario, understanding that you have 10 or 15 years before you're going to take any resources from that account, that you can save on the fees associated with it.
Yeah, and there's no way that I would have seen that either, right? Unless we do the financial plan.
And you told me about the dream of paying off the house.
The dream of paying off the house. I would not know what to attack in that manner, and we would have never had the conversation. And that's why I'm so conversation-oriented, especially at the beginning when I first meet somebody, is it's the best way for me to quickly understand who they are, what they're trying to do, what's important to them, what they're worried about. We were talking about fear of the market. You know, what is it that, who are you? Because I can't think of a single one of my clients that are perfectly alignment. So
I have a hard time finding spouses that are in alignment with their partners. So
as far as what's my risk level, what are my wishes, et cetera.
Right, yeah. Right.
And that's a good point, is you don't want to just let one person lead on that, because you're going to miss something also. And you're going to have one person that's not happy with the outcome. So that is a big piece of it. The other one was the job transition that we wanted to cover too, which is just simply, if you just got a new job, you want to check your cash flow. You want to take a look at your old 401ks versus your new 401k, understand the benefits, the positives and negatives of each plan, because you may end up trying to roll it into the other plan, you know, understanding that. Also with a new transition, what's a fresh start on the new financial picture? You know, because you're going to change the asset, you're going to maybe change the cash flow, what you're paying on your mortgage, whatever else is there. Those are the types of things that we can.
And
we
you
can
might have a scenario where you're between jobs and you want to know whether or not you should touch the money in the old 401k, and what are the rules around that? Come talk to us. We'll help you out with
especially
that.
Especially if it's a job that maybe you just got a new job at 60 and you plan on retiring at 65 anyway. So how does that impact you? So that these are really important things you need to put in your financial plan if you do that. Well, hopefully this has been helpful for you today, of us just kind of going through rather than saying that, hey, you know, you need to do a financial plan. Of course, we think you need to do a financial plan. That's the basis to get to what we've been talking about today, to fix the problems or create solutions. And so if you go to our website at scfinancialgroup.com, you can reach us there. You can also give us a call at 866-241-3332. You could ask for a discovery call. We'd be happy to cover whatever is needed. Once again, that's scfinancialgroup.com, 866-241-3332. We hope you've enjoyed and got something out of our show today. We have many more for the year. We thank you, and God bless.
Thanks for spending the time with us today. God bless.
You've been listening to Retirement Freedom with Shane Cloniger and Bob Davis, sponsored by SC Financial Group. If you would like to meet personally to discuss your financial and retirement options or get more information, go to scfinancialgroup.com. That's scfinancialgroup.com. You can also call our office at 866-241-3332 to schedule your free consultation. Join us next time and get the guidance you need to plan your financial future and pursue retirement freedom.
This is my time, my open sky. Got no boss, my heart to guide. Cash in hand and peace of mind. I'm rich in ways that gold can't buy. Retirement freedom, I'm alive. Oh, I'm alive.
The economic forecast discussed may not develop as predicted, and there can be no guarantee that strategies promoted will be successful. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC. SC Financial Group, LLC, and LPL Financial are separate entities.
The preceding was a paid program sponsored by SC Financial.